So grab a snack and don't you stress. Tune on in to the Doctor's Mess. Ow!
Ventriloquist.
Oh, really?
Easy. Well, I mean, I don't like puppets, so I'd probably need to ventriloquize, you know, non-animate objects. Like, you know, maybe if I puppeted, like, a milk carton. You know, I feel like that would be my dream job, puppeting a milk carton.
You'd puppet a milk carton.
Well, I am ventriloquize it, because, I mean, I feel like some puppets aren't ventriloquist, but all ventriloquist have puppets. I don't know.
Who would you do this for? What good would you be putting back in the world? Would you be entertaining people, or?
Oh, I just thought you guys meant like, what would you be doing? I was, you know, it was sort of just going to be for myself. You know, like
Jeff Dunham can't live forever.
I mean,
somebody's got to replace him at some point. You know what I mean?
I mean, I was sort of just thinking on a personal level, like, you know, just sort of doing it for me, not really showing anyone.
So, like, this feels like you would have loved just the castaway lifestyle of Tom Hanks and Wilson.
Yeah, because does he do a Wilson voice?
No, I don't think so. I think they made the choice of Wilson just being silent.
No, yeah, they have outtakes where he did do a lot of VO for. It was actually the VO was done by Gilbert Gottfried, and they decided against it.
Yeah, because he sounded too much like Iago, they said.
Yeah, and it was too close to the release of
that tsunami.
Yeah, and they, you know.
Yeah, and also Gilbert was apparently just improvising a lot of like 9/11 jokes, and they said it just didn't really work. It didn't fit with the tone of the movie.
What is it with the planes going into the building?
If each of you guys were stranded on an island with an inanimate object that you sort of had to make your friend or lover or whatever you're going to make it, what object would you choose?
Dustpan.
Say dustpan?
Yep.
Such a quick answer, too. Like, you thought about that.
I have. You know?
Is this something that, like, you were worried that if you were stranded on the moon, you'd want to have something with you, so you figured it out for that?
Yeah. Think of all the ways you can use the dustpan.
I'm thinking of one.
Is it to clean up dust?
Yeah, it's basically...
Okay, that's the same one I was thinking of. Same one I was thinking of.
Guys, expand your mind.
I mean, maybe broken glass. I'm thinking rice if I'm cooking.
I tell you, if you were on a beach, you could really scoop up some sand with that thing.
That's yeah.
See?
That's something.
Look at all that.
I feel like you just made us come up with the ideas for the thing that you would take to the beach.
No, I wouldn't do that. You know, I mean, I could name a million other ways to use a dustpan, guys.
I'll give you $100 if you give me 5 right now.
All right. Clean up feces.
1.
Squeegee a shower glass door.
Okay, 2.
You know, the rubber dustpan has, you gotta have, did I just say rubber dustpan?
You did.
Because I think your brain was thinking about showers and rubber ducky.
It was.
Was this an army Swiss dustpan?
Look, wait, I'm going to stop you real quick. Your number one was using it to clean up poop. And I have to ask, it's just you and this dustpan on the island. Is this to clean up your own poop?
Guys, you don't want to shit where you eat.
Well, then don't shit where you eat.
Wait, you're eating on the sand?
You gotta eat. You gotta eat.
Couldn't McDonald's, you just walk a few feet away?
If McDonald's has taught us nothing, it's you gotta eat. That also could be Burger King. I don't know.
That is 100% Checkers. and of course, you're making me say that, the obese one of the group. So great. Thanks. Now I feel fat shamed. Shit.
I think I could say SodaStream. This is fun. It would help, like, mix it up a little bit with the coconut water or, like, seawater, whatever I'm drinking on the island.
Oh, yeah. Because you could carbonate that.
Yep.
You'd carbonate your pee, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't be my go-to, wouldn't be my first, but it would be eventually.
You're going to run out of variety, and you're going to want to carbonate that pee.
Yeah, probably within a month, I'd be carbonating my pee.
Yeah.
I mean, Mountain Dew is basically carbonated pee, right?
Yellow number 5.
Yeah, that checks out. I think everybody knows that, actually.
Is that on Snopes?
Probably, but you'll never catch me going on that website.
Now, there was a lot of yellow number 5 in the space food that you went to the moon with, right?
Yes, high levels, very concentrated levels of yellow number 5.
Because you actually prefer the taste of urine, I think, was one of the things that you said when we did a lunch break last week.
Wait, yeah, I'm not ashamed to say it. I do. Sometimes I actually remove the moisture from it and I turn it into a spice that I, you know, sort of doused onto my food. It's, don't knock it until you try it.
And you call it piracha, is that right?
That's right. Okay. That's right. I drew a little label, like, I can't, you know, I had downtime up there during my moon mission, guys. So, you know, I created a little label for the bottle and everything.
That's what I just realized. You came back from space all by yourself, didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah, so you sort of had a castaway situation, you know.
Oh my God, you know, you're right.
Was there a dustpan with you while you were in
space? Wow.
Did you draw a face on it?
I did, and I named him Dusty.
Did he talk? Did he talk, or was it silent the whole time?
Or should I have named him the brand that the dustpan was made by? I don't know. I just called him Dusty.
Did you ask him?
Yeah.
Mr., what was? I'm sorry. What was your question?
My question doesn't matter as much as the questions of what not. Let's not go with that. I just asked if you had a voice, but I want to hear if you spooned with him.
Every night. I could not fall asleep until I spooned with Dusty for at least 23 minutes upwards of an hour.
And my follow-up question is, who was the small spoon?
I was, of course.
Yeah, of course. How big was the dustpan, would you say?
I mean, it was like, you know, it was the size of a kitchen dustpan. And I would curl up in a ball, like, very tight and compact.
Well, we know, and you're one of the main reasons that you got to go to space just because of how small you are.
That's right. I'm almost like a Kentucky Derby jockey.
Yeah, they based that.
Yeah, you
that guy from.
I'm a space jockey, actually. Huh. You could say.
Yeah, I mean, you're barely 4'7".
That's right.
You tried out for the 11 as the acrobat, right? That he got in the little little cart. I get it. I didn't love Ocean's 11 either. I'm more of an Ocean's 12 man myself.
Wait, you guys know that I auditioned for that?
Well, word gets around Hollywood fast.
And Evansville.
Yeah.
But of course, we knew that you didn't make it because you do have a pretty large head.
I tip over sometimes.
Yeah, you can't keep your balance, which is why space was fine, because you didn't have to hold anything up.
Exactly.
I think it's crazy that you lost the part of MODOK to Patton Oswalt. Because really, that should go to you.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And what's MODOK? Remind me what MODOK is again.
It's a comic book character from Marvel Comics. He's it's an acronym. It stands for Machine Only...
It's mental organism designed only for
mental
killing.
Mental organism designed only for killing, yeah. Like and basically, it's a giant head with tiny arms and legs and no real body to speak of. He's mostly just a big head.
Oh, man. Dr. Lensflare, you would have been perfect for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really disappointed because I love all of those Marvel movies. I love all that stuff, you know, and I went in there with high expectations. You know, me, Kevin Feige and I, we go way back. We go way, way back.
That's cool.
He's actually married to my ex-girlfriend.
What? Oh. Did you date her before they got together or?
No, I dated her after. Then they had broken up. I dated her, and then they got back together. She actually cheated on me with Kevin Feige.
And, that's sucks. Right. I remember that. She had that said sucks. Something like, I had to just realize how much worse it would be if I wasn't with him. And you made that a reality. She thanked you, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, she ended up with the most successful movie producer in Hollywood, and I ended up, you know, by myself on the moon. So really, who ended up on top in this situation?
She did.
Yeah, she did.
I think I'd bring a CD wallet with me on the island.
With CDs in it or empty?
Yeah, at least a couple. Just to look at them and say, oh, I remember what this album is like. And then try to, like, hear it in my head. And maybe I could use the CDs to, like, reflect light onto ships for help. Signal for help, you know?
And then as a prank, you could ruin their microwave. Like when they picked you up.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. I would show them zero appreciation for her. You'd be like,
hey, how many microwaves do you have? And they'd be like, we just have one. And be like, hey, I want to show you something with the CD. And then, you know.
Boom, 5 minutes on high. Or maybe I'd just press the popcorn button, because what else is it good for? You should never use the popcorn button for popcorn, just so you guys know.
You know, you could probably also use the CD as a dustpan.
How? I don't know. They got that hole in the middle.
Hey, I got a question for Lens Flare. Are you 2 degrees separation from Kevin Bacon?
2 degrees? Let me see about that. Yeah.
That makes me 3 degrees away from Kevin Bacon just by knowing you. And
that makes me 4 degrees away from Kevin Bacon.
Which, of course, that makes me 5 degrees away from Kevin Bacon.
Huh. Am I 6 degrees from Kevin Bacon?
You are 6 degrees.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's exactly how this game is played.
Guys, Kevin Bacon dated my ex-girlfriend's sister.
What?
Wait. Wouldn't that... Wait.
So, same one that married Kevin Feige.
Okay.
So it's less about the projects that Kevin was on that was one degree away from Kevin. It's more that Kevin's a parallel Eskimo brother.
I guess when you lay it out like that, yeah.
And how do you get the degrees of separation of Eskimo brothers? Or at that point, would it be Estevez brothers?
Yeah. I don't know how that math works. I mean, so it was my ex-girlfriend's sister's boyfriend. Does that make us Eskimo brothers?
Only if you slept with your ex-girlfriend's sister.
I did. That's why she cheated on me.
And if you sleep with a woman who slept with Emilio Estevez, that makes you guys Smash Brothers.
More like Mighty Cucks.
That's actually what it's called. You're right.
Yeah, that's actually the sequel that Estevez got buried in the locker. Yeah.
You know what, guys? I just gotta say, this is what I missed when I was on the moon. You know, I had nobody to talk to except the gorilla. And I just missed this, you know, back and forth, bicker backer, banter with you guys. I missed it.
I have to honestly say that, and take no offense to this, I kind of forgot you existed until you showed up.
Honestly,
like
same
we
here.
we never talked about you.
Yeah, we made that weird promise that said, like, when you were going to leave, you said, whenever you look up at the moon, think of me. And I never did. I looked up at the moon a lot, and I never thought of you.
I actually forgot about the moon just in case I was going to look up at the moon.
I mean, you guys didn't think about me once?
No.
I feel like there was a brief flash of you in my mind when I was ordering moons over my hammies at Denny's one time. But it was very fleeting.
Have you ever had that situation where you wait for the person whose name it is to say their own name so you can say their name to them? Like you know their name. That was sort of my situation with you. Like until you said who you were, I couldn't really remember your name.
Really? We were busy, man. We had a lot going on at the hospital. Like running it into the ground?
Was not easy to do.
There's a lot. That
you missed the whole fundraiser that we did. We
had an open house.
Yeah, we had a lock-in that was also an open house.
A lock-in, I was just going to say, yeah. We met LL Cool J and worked on a research facility in the middle
of
the ocean.
We did not meet LL Cool J.
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't really meet him. I wasn't sure if I could count him as one degree. Could I use him as my in for separation degrees? But also, we may or may not have worked for him, and we definitely didn't meet him. So I don't know if it counts or not.
Wait, right, well, Dr. Proctor, did you think that we met LL Cool J?
We had to blow up my spot, you guys. I thought we met him. That guy was not him. The guy we met was not him.
No, we thought we met one other person while we were out there, and it turned out to be Dr. Cheddar.
It was Dr. Cheddar.
We never met anybody.
I got to rethink my whole stance on what we did out there.
Well,
you don't have to rethink it all, my friend. It's documented in the script.
Yeah, you're right.
Guys,
if you had asked me, did you meet LL Cool J? I would have said yes. And then if you ask me, are you for sure? I would have still said yes.
Guys, I can't believe this is. I thought you guys were my. You guys were my best friends. I mean, I know I put on this sort of facade that I got it all together and I'm very confident and, you know, I'm this big space doc and everything doing big government things. And I, you know, while I was alone up there after everybody went out the airlock.
I just remembered something. Do you guys remember that on the platform in the ocean, there was a sign, there was like a thing that was called the moon room and it said, talk to the moon. I never went in there. I just kind of walked by it.
Yeah, I do remember that. I didn't go in there either.
There was a sign there that said, those guys are lonely up there. Hop in, leave a message, and they'll find it. They'll see it. It was like another confessional,
but I was like, we go. I'm not bored yet.
I waited by the receiving computer every day and nothing came.
Hey, did the moon ever hit your eye while you were up there?
I had to look into their eyes as they were holding on to the side of the ship.
Oh, did they get hit by the pizza pies?
I lost everybody.
Well, that doesn't sound like a moray.
Is an airlock like a big soda stream? Is that like if I had a flat Coke and I walked into an airlock?
Once they went out into space, I saw their heads explode inside their suits.
I don't know if that the movies have taught me that.
That sounds like a bad suit. What was the suit made for?
It sounds like the suit itself is a soda stream and kind of did its own. It sounds like a defective suit.
I barely made it back.
By the way, how did you make it back?
That was my audition, guys. It was still going.
Son of a bitch. Oh, guys, that was awesome. I think all of us should take five, get a smoke, or whatever you do, and we'll come right back.
I know it's a movie, it's not a play, but can we do one of those things where you put out the big board and it's got every part and every person's name? And people come out and they, you know, read down the list of names to see what part they got.
Oh, yeah.
That's always Let's so do cool. It.
All right.
I'm on board.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'll go see if I can find a giant cork board, I guess.
Wait, are we doing it with a cork board or a whiteboard?
A cork board? I guess we can do it with a whiteboard, too.
Whiteboard and some magnets. That way I can, you know, we can put notes on there. I think it's cleaner.
Okay.
I mean, whatever you want it to be, it's just that I'm kind of the one that's got like more experience doing kind of like the movie stuff or whatever. And I feel like a whiteboard is going to just be something that's going to be a little bit cleaner with the magnets and some dry erase markers, but like whatever you think. I mean, you know, even though I have like more experience.
Well, I don't, you know, I mean, it's kind of weird to cast people with dry erase markers because doesn't really feel like you put a lot of effort into it or that it's permanent.
It doesn't feel official.
It's more like a murder board at that point. Like the homicide board at a police station.
If anything, a homicide board is a cork board where they do the pins and the strings.
What if that's
a serial killer board.
What if we made the cast listing board like a murder mystery? Like, I mean, what I'm saying is, what if we didn't let them know who they were cast as, but we let them know who they weren't cast as.
So like Clue, each of them has a card of a thing they know wasn't what they are. Is that what you're saying?
Precisely.
Okay. I'm game for that. That sounds fun. That sounds like, you know, actors always want to have a secret, if I understand anything about actors.
And we don't need to make sure that this is logically possible to do, right? We can just do it.
No,
it must be.
No, once you put in secret passages, it kind of works itself out.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Okay, cool.
Now, we've seen Dr. Lensflare secretly disguise audition for us twice. And I know he's sitting here with us right now, but I think we have to have a real conversation as to whether or not he has a part in our movie.
I thought, Dr. Uger, I thought you wanted me to star in the movie.
You were, the moment you showed up, I thought, this is it. This is our star. But with every moment we've spent with you and every bit of your auditions, you have lost. You've lost stature. You've famously put yourself in a position where the more we've gotten to re-know you, the you might be able to assist in the production.
Like just a production assistant?
That's what I think we should talk about right now, guys.
Okay. Like get you guys coffee?
I mean, personally, I'm okay with any role that you have, but I want you to have a name tag that I can read.
Yeah, we'll eat any role you bring us.
Yeah, cinnamon, or bagel.
Kaiser, yeah.
Muffin.
But yeah, we're a name tag.
And if you could put like a parenthetical under your name that says, I'm the guy who was on the moon, that would help too.
What kind of a following do you have? We haven't really talked about that, but what kind of pull can you bring in for tickets?
Like, what's my social media presence or?
Yeah, what's your clout? What you got?
What's your clout score?
Mm-hmm.
My clout score?
Well, I assume your clout score is high because you were on the moon. But clout, as in that website that scores, it takes your presence on all the social media sites and gives you a score based on that.
Guys, I think we have a Infinity War snap situation. Like, he was gone for 5 years, and now he can't get a small business loan.
Okay, so you're not going to help us with financing, and we're going to have to go back to insurance fraud. But did anybody ever report you dead? Can we do maybe some life insurance fraud?
You guys thought I was... If you guys thought I was dead, why didn't you send somebody?
Well, if we thought you were dead, somebody would have reported it. Well, we just forgot you existed.
Yeah, literally, if you didn't pop in, you would not have existed in our world.
Dr. Proctor, why are you holding up a sign that says Apple Danish?
Oh, that's what I was. I was just saying, if you could pick one of those up, that'd be good. Doesn't have to be a roll, you know. Apple Danish, cheese Danish, corn muffin.
I mean, you guys know how much I want to be a part of this production. I mean, I guess if that's maybe I could start there and like work my way back up into your good graces. I mean, I was ready to go. I thought it was going to be on the poster and.
Wow. Which we should add that to the list, guys. I don't think we've thought about making a poster.
Ooh, yeah, good idea.
Yeah, so Dr. Mister, you're kind of in charge of marketing.
Oh, I'm in charge of marketing that too. So not just casting. That's fine. No, I'm on board with that. Or I'm directing casting. I'm not in charge of. That's the weird thing. You keep giving us jobs, but you are but we're not in charge of it.
Well, I'm giving you the title, but of course you can expect that I'll be taking it back and doing it my way, because I have a vision, and I think you know that there's no way that I'll trust any of you to do anything, but I'm just kind of giving you
But here's my thought as far as posters go. You ever go into a Subway restaurant and there's just like enormous pictures of veggies? I just think that's so cool. So it'll just be like a chopped up green pepper. That's it.
That's what you're thinking the poster is going to be for.
Yeah, I think green will stick out. Green's not a color that, you know, there's a lot of oranges and a lot of blues in posters. Not a lot of greens. I think that'll really stick out.
And you're thinking that's gonna bring a lot of people to the theater.
Okay. All right. I'm sensing some hostility. How about this? The poster is just popcorn. Huh? That'll grab some attention.
You think that might be confusing that people just think that it's an ad to go to the concession stand?
I don't see how they would. Well, I mean, they'll have a date on it. And then it'll say menu.
I'm okay with any image as long as we have, like, you know, one of those catchy tags that tells you what's in the movie. Like, you know, when the movie poster says this movie's funny, or it's the funniest movie since Porky's.
Oh, you're talking about like reviewer quotes.
Yeah. But like, it doesn't have to be a legitimate reviewer. It can be anyone as long as it says what we, you know, want it to say.
Okay. Because we're currently in some local media. At least the newspapers. So they're not going to give us good reviews no matter what. This thing could be Citizen Kane 2 and the Evansville Star Tribune will tear it apart.
In fairness, Evansville is a little upset at the fact that we did ruin their hospital and we took it down to the ground, and a lot of people are dead because of us.
Not me. I've never lost a patient. What are you talking about?
Okay, that's fair. I'm just saying that we maybe we take this as our opportunity to like win our names back and get ourselves back into the community.
I mean, guys, do you want me to write a press release or something? Get the word out about the movie that's shooting, jobs it's creating in the area?
The menu, the movie, job creation.
I think that sounds great.
You should do it.
I agree.
Okay, great. All right. Maybe we can, you know, maybe we can brainstorm a few quotes or something for the press release.
Let's do it. Let's knock them out. Let's do them.
I think we should lie and leave a lot of text. Like, you know, tell people that this movie's funny, but also that it will get them laid.
Take your date to this movie. Guaranteed you will fuck or else your money back.
Oh. What about maybe 4 out of 5 doctors recommend this movie?
Okay, that's weird because there's 5 of us here.
Yeah, which one of us doesn't recommend this movie?
I got an idea. How about we put the poster out and it says menu.
natural male enhancement.
I can get behind that.
You could do one that's like menu the movie, work from home, and make millions.
That's a good idea.
What if we do?
I think we're really
cooking. What if we do menu and we kind of print it on colored paper, and then Dr. Linsler, you go to every apartment building and neighborhood, and you rubber band it to their doors, to the doorknobs.
All right, I can do that. What if we do this? What if we post a fake missing dog on a flyer and put come see the menu, the movie, with little phone numbers that are like you rip off and you call the phone number and it routes you to movie phone and the times of your local showing?
I think that's a great idea. I think if we're going to go along those lines, I think we should step it up. I think we should do like we go into magazines and we clip out different letters from the magazine and we spell out something that says like, if you ever want to see your family again, go see this movie. and I think that's going to get a nice following.
I like it. Those are tested, like approved fonts that we've already know are media tested. And it's good to, like, you really will see your family in a new way.
Guys, this is some real guerrilla marketing.
Oh, speaking of gorillas, are you planning on bringing any special someone with you, Dr. Linsflare, to the grand opening?
I might be.
Huh.
Now, I've learned a thing today.
I mean, Doctor,
the people that you date go back to their true loves right away. That sort of, you have almost a good luck. What was that Dane Cook movie? Good luck Chuck. It was Good Luck Chuck. I don't know what I thought.
Yeah, see, we all knew that. We all knew it was Good Luck Chuck.
Well, yeah, we want to make this as good as a movie as Good Luck Chuck was.
I mean, the Good Luck Chuck is the best movie I think I've ever seen.
I mean, I got to argue right now, if we were going to tier list Dane Cook movies, I think Good Luck Chuck is a C tier.
Really?
I'll just...
Whoa.
I mean, it's no Still Waiting, but I think it's one of his best.
I mean, do you include cameos? Because I believe it's only a cameo in Still Waiting, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I definitely can't.
Guys, what if we put Dane Cook on the movie poster, the menu, the movie starring Dane Cook, and people will go bananas and... We'll work out the details after the fact.
Yeah, it's like being John Malkovich. He wrote the script before he got Malkovich on board, and then he got Malkovich to do it. This is how we get Dane Cook to do our movie. I mean,
I'm all in on this plan.
If you're gonna see Dane Cook on a bunch of movie posters, if I'm Dane Cook, and here I am, I'm visiting Evansville, and I see my face on posters everywhere, I'm thinking, this is a done deal. And you just walk in, and you just start filming.
All right.
I think we got it all sorted out. Let's get
those posters made.
And you could probably bring in the sponsor, Christ Flakes.
I was just thinking, if we're... I'm doing the math. I mean, I'm thinking Kevin Bacon has to be at least 6 degrees from Dane Cook.
Yep. Dane Cook was in Boy, my Dane Cook knowledge is limited.
Well, Mystery Men just attaches him to Ben Stiller, which really just opens up the entire world for you.
And Ben Stiller was in Something About Mary with Brett Favre. And Brett Favre was probably at Bacon Fest in Atlanta at one time. That's as far as they go.
Guys, I got bad news.
Sounds airtight.
I'm over here on IMDb. And Dane Cook is making a movie called Men You.
Oh, no!
I'm reading the synopsis, and it's apparently like trying to be the next cool like college movie.
Get the it's fuck like, out. Yeah,
it says, here we go, like a man who found out his girlfriend was cheating on him, goes back to college and starts his own fraternity.
Damn. So kind of like old school.
Yeah, it's basically just old school again. And if I could, yeah.
But the cool part for Dane Cook is he still has the bad acne. Like he still has the bad face.
But so, I think we're now in a rush to production with Men You to get this movie done.
Hold on, guys. It just came to me. The tagline of the movie, the movie, Get Cooked.
Fuck, that's good.
That's
damn. Brilliant. He's got to do the movie at that point because now his name is in the movie.
Guys, I think we should stop what we're doing and, you know, track down Dane Cook.
If we have any difficulty, we can just get Louis C.K. to be in the movie, and then Dane Cook will do it immediately after.
All right. Well, guys, if that's the case, take two of these.
And
don't ghost me.